So welcome officially to the kickoff of our strategic plan refresh process. I cannot tell you how excited I am that we have gotten here. In case you don't know me, I'm Rachel Bolton, and I'm the director of our amazing organization and the Genuine Contact Program. So I have the pleasure of starting our welcome for today, introducing myself, introducing my co-facilitator, Anna Carolina. And Heidi is here as well as our apprentice. She's supporting this entire process, which is a big undertaking to be able to really learn this in an immersive way. So she will be working with us as well in our facilitation. And Doris is here on behalf of the leadership management team as the sponsor of this whole big process. So we together make up the people who are here to support you in today's kickoff, which is all about orienting us to this strategic plan and this strategic plan refresh process, why it is that we're undertaking it. The only thing I want to say about the why right now is we're here because we completed our first plan. So what a great thing to celebrate that our organization, we developed a plan in 2012 that called for a major organizational transformation. We first were becoming a strategy-focused organization. That was transformation number one. And transformation number two was becoming a membership organization that made space beyond just the co-owners. I say just, not in a way of just, but that made space beyond the co-owners for people to come in and be a part of this incredible community of people in more formal ways. So I'm excited that we completed that plan. When we realized that late last year, it was like, I went to the leadership team and said, so I don't know what we're going to do next year because our plan is done. So here we are creating a new one. And thank you for all of your parts of what you have contributed, because everyone here has contributed in some way to Genuine Contact in these years. And that has contributed to the fulfillment of that first plan. And today we are going to be orienting you to what is going to happen to create the new plan. So thank you for being here. And Doris, I'll turn it over to you just to say a few words of welcome on behalf of the leadership team as our sponsors.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Rachel. And it's actually so lovely to be here. And it's so lovely to see so many people from different areas of the organization, some who've been here maybe from the beginning, some for whom this might be really the first time that you're checking in with us in this way online. It's just absolutely wonderful. As Rachel said, this is the beginning of a process that's going to take, I believe it's 90 days, around 90 days, to refresh our strategic plan. And we're starting off now with this orientation session to really give ourselves the opportunity to jump in to start building the whole person container that's going to support us through this whole process. And as with, I think, everything that we do in Genuine Contact, what's really wonderful is that whoever shows up are the right people. So from wherever people are throughout the organization, whatever level of engagement they have, everyone is welcome, and we're so grateful because we trust that the wisdom of the whole, of everyone who shows up, and the wisdom of the whole is so much better than the wisdom of just a small group of people. So we're so excited that there's this representation, and I'm sure that's also going to continue throughout. I did want to say, Rachel, when you were speaking a little bit about how the strategic plan has been fulfilled, before this meeting, I sat down actually with Anna Carolina, and we just set up a little timeline on slide two. And I did just want to just briefly mention for people who might not have been part of this whole process, as Rachel said, like this is a one thing about this is it's a big celebration because we fulfilled our plan. And as Rachel mentioned, there was this strategic plan in 2012 where there was this big aha moment, like we're in a membership organization. Between 2012 and 2017, many, many activities took place, but we were building a foundation that was needed to make this transformation. In 2017, an organizational transformation took place. And the organization shifted into a strategy-focused organization consciously. And in 2019, we were able to fulfill an organizational transformation, which is to add a membership structure. And many other things happened as well in this time, like we have new income streams, we have the Genuine Contact specialty series and other ways for people to engage, there's new branding, there are so many opportunities for us to meet, it's so new. So here we are, and as you said, Rachel, we're really here to look at how we move forward. And again, there's more to the story than that, but I did just want to say that. And I wanted to also, just as in all Genuine Contact processes, make sure that it was clear that there are some givens for this process that we hope will help you feel maximum freedom. And there are three of them. First, that the strategic plan refresh process, that's not easy to say, will be conducted within the current givens of the Genuine Contact organization, both our foundational givens and the operating givens. And the second one is that the process will be conducted within the current organizational structures, so within our current membership structure, our current communication structure, and our information management structure. And finally, at this point, we don't have extra budget allocated for the strategic plan refresh process beyond what we're already working with. So if there are additional monies needed to fulfill certain parts of the plans, we'll need to figure out how to get that money to be part of the implementation. That will need to be in the plan. So those are the things that we're doing. I can only say how excited and happy and grateful I am to be here with all of you and to have this opportunity to dive in together. And on behalf of also Elizabeth Tepper-Kofod and Ad van Roosmalen, who sit with me on the leadership management team, again, I just want to say welcome. And I'm handing over, I believe, to Anna Carolina to start us off. Is that correct?
Yes. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Thank you to everybody who's listening, also to the recording. And to begin our process, I like to give a little sound just for a deep breath. And maybe you want to move your toes and your fingers to get yourself present. You're very welcome to our circle. And we invite you to pick a Genuine Contact card. In the chat, you find a link that will guide you through to such a card. Maybe you also have a deck at home. You can just pick a card from your deck at home. If you don't see the link here in Zoom, there is this chat box. And when you click on it, the internet chooses a card for you, and take a look at it. Do you all have a card? Maybe you can give me a little hand sign or shake. Yeah, cool. So my question is to you, what does this card tell you about this next phase of the GC organization? What does this card tell you about the next phase of the GC organization? And I invite you to take some notes for the next minute or so and reflect for yourself. And as a next step, I'm going to invite you to meet a partner in the KikoChat breakout rooms for 10 minutes and share about your card and what you found and share anything that comes to your mind. And when you come back to our circle, you will be invited to introduce your partner with a card and something that you would like to share. So make sure that if you share something with your partner that you don't want to be, that it gets shared back in the big circle, let your partner know. And you don't have to share everything your partner said, just what you felt was meaningful and helpful to bring to this circle as one perspective, one aspect of what we find out about this next phase for the GC organization. So enjoy the time with your partners and please be back here at in 11 minutes. Welcome back to our circle, and I'm curious with whom you met, and you're invited to introduce your partner with a card that they had, and I will pass the bells to my left where Doris is sitting, and then we go just we don't need to use the bells, just go clockwise around the circle and introduce your partner and the card that he or she had.
Great. So I am going to introduce, I was sitting together with Birgit and with Ursula, and we had a really lovely conversation. And I'm going to introduce Ursula. And Ursula had the card Wisdom. And what she was saying is that Wisdom is a really important card because we're moving into a new place and that there's a lot of wisdom that's already here. There's so much wisdom that's been accumulated. And as we move out into this new, it's really important not to lose the wisdom that was part of the whole beginning and part of the way we worked in the future, like to build on this wisdom and to build on this this foundation that we have as we move forward and use it to integrate and to learn together. And we also were talking about the three of us had cards that had to do with movement. And we were also talking about there was movement in the card because I'm making the picture. It's a Ursula had, it was a red spiral. And she said, you know, the spiral can either go this way or it can go that way. When you look at it, it has lots of opportunities. And yeah, that it's a really important moment because we're building actually on a foundation that was built and on a lot of wisdom that was there. So we also find ways to take into that into account. So that was what I got from Ursula. And I'm going to pass over to Eric. Yes.
Okay, I had the pleasure of reconnecting once again with Nancy. And Nancy had the leadership card. And ta-da! And it seemed apropos to the task at hand as leaders of the organization. For Nancy, the effort is more about the collective than it is about consensus. So making that next best move, we want to do it collectively. And then it's about betterment, not about judgment. So making that better decision for that better move for the next position for the organization. Yeah. So that was Nancy. And I'm gonna move the polls over to Anaïdi.
Thank you, Eric. Well, I had the pleasure of introducing Martina. I met also Martina for the first time. And she had picked the card Simplicity. And she told that it was important to keep it simple so people can be part of it, understanding what's expected from it. But she also loved the color. It's like stripes in different colors of red and yellow and blue. And a bit playful, so she also hope the strategic plan will be playful and creative and like giving energy to the process, and that it's not like a strategic plan like an not at all, but yeah, you know, these great processes that we all have been a part of. You can see it here by Nancy. So she had many hopes for that we could integrate the diversity of the organization through the process and show all the colors and things that's in here, but keep it simple. So I'll send the bells to Thomas.
It's still muted, Thomas. Please open, double open.
Okay, double open. Okay, thanks. I muted once, but I had to mute twice. Unmute. I had the pleasure of meeting with Vibha, and she was sharing with me that she got the leadership card as well. And she shared a bit like it, she said it looks like the sun, the card, and she compared that to Genuine Contact, and it gives a lot of light, Genuine Contact. And she also was reflecting a little bit about this post-COVID times, that there is a need for things to shift. We have been neglecting our relation to the environment, to in our own relations and to our bodies and stuff like that, and everything we've been neglecting a bit. So it's time to get in genuine contact with everything around us. That was my kind of take on it. And also the organization has to shift in some ways, and we have to bring more harmony to our organizations and to ourselves as individuals. That was what I picked up. Vibha, add a few if I missed something. Thank you. I pass on to Vibha, actually.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. It was lovely to meet with Thomas as part of this reflection activity. So Thomas chose the card which had the name resources on it. And when he was reflecting using this card, he realized that Genuine Contact Program itself is a big resource. It's a huge resource. And the people who have been using this resource, practicing this resource for many, many years, they have so much of expertise and experience that it is time now that they just stretch out and go out and start offering this resource to many more people. And when he was looking at the image which was there on this card and he was talking to me, so that there were some words, I think in some Japanese language, written in that card with red font. Yes, thank you, Nancy. And then when he was describing, he was just saying that, you know, it is time that we just break out these boundaries which are there around the resources that Genuine Contact has, and we should go out and reach out to many more people. So his body language was also conveying what he felt while looking at that card of resources.
Thank you.
So I pass the bells to Birgit.
Yeah, I had the pleasure to discuss the cards with Ursula and Doris. And I will introduce the card of Doris. She has a lovely card. It's love, exactly, love. And she has been with the Genuine Contact over 20 years. And she said that it's very, very important for her that lots of love she had with all the persons, that it's important that when Genuine Contact move forward, that the love will not be gone, so that they will still stay. And the more people, thank you, Nancy. And the more people are involved, the more important it is that love is there. And love, the card, is also the sign of, like a windmill, which remembers us something that which generates energy. And the energy is very important for this 90 days strategy workshops. And so we will have a lot of energy then. And I will pass on to Martina.
Or if we go in the circle, you can just give to Rachel. She sits next to you in the key coach circle. Don't worry, Birgit.
So I have the pleasure of introducing Anna Carolina to all of you, perhaps newly introducing, perhaps reminding. We had a great little chat that I also felt was like very efficient because we shared with each other and then I looked and there were still minutes left to go, which doesn't ordinarily happen when I'm talking, if any of you know me well. So it was great to have that chat with her. Her card was the assumptions card. And assumptions is something that we are talking about, I think, in our planning for genuine for this refresh process. So it was a great, interesting that it would show up here again today. And one of the things that Anna Carolina noticed was that she has a lot of really positive assumptions about the process that we're embarking in right now, and also positive assumptions about what will come in genuine contact in the future. And that it feels really important to notice our assumptions and to be clear about what those assumptions are, because when we do, of course, we get to choose then by looking at all of them, which are the most helpful ones to carry forward and which are the assumptions that we might carry that we can let go because we realize that they're not so helpful to what we want to do next. And I think the last thing that she noticed that I would share is this sense that we both have of how little assumption we have about what this plan is going to include, what the future for genuine contact looks like, and the delight when you are aware of your lack of assumptions, the space that it creates for what might come next. Over to you, Nancy.
Great. So I have always enjoyed connecting with Eric. Takes me into a lovely connection that I have beyond Eric into 15 years of studying in Hawaii with a Hawaiian teacher, since he lives in Hawaii. And he had the health card. And so this card, he said, seemed very appropriate. He said it was an easy card for him. So he said that, since it's a strategic plan refresh, he seemed that that was a healthy thing to do, refresh. And it's like a regeneration. So that also seemed like a healthy thing, a positive trajectory. And he said, it also feels like that you're balancing health. And he saw this little hand in there, looked like a little hand. So that seemed like, people would have to put their hands on and get their hands in there. And that this would be our kind of part in this, moving things, and then it's like living into the future. So that was my check-in with Eric. So I will pass the bells now to Martina.
Yes, thank you, Nancy. Yeah, I have the pleasure to introduce Ann-Heidi from Norway. And she took the card Courage. Maybe Nancy, you also have this card to show it, because the picture reminds Ann-Heidi of two circles who made a heart together. And that's also important for this strategic plan, because we have to create a common whole for the organization. Courage is also important. Yes, thank you, they're at the heart. It's also important to make big enough goals for the future.
And not to step too much in micro structures or something. And also courage is important to dig deeper and to look further, she said. It's very easy to think that we are all on common ground, but maybe we are not all on common ground. So we have to look whether we are all on common ground. Yes, I think that's what I remembered. And I pass over to, I think it's Ursula. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Martina. Well, I was also part of this three people group, and I want to introduce Birgit, and she had the card health. Also, we just saw it, the blue one, and for her, this card looks, this part looks like a flower, and also she described the dynamics of the movement, that it's a dynamic that goes from the ground to the top. It goes high, so the future will be in good hands also, and it will be, it's like a good sign to for the whole process. And for her, the meaning of health of this card was to take care for everything. It's like to take care for the process, to take care for the people, to take care for the members, for just for everything. And yes, that's what I remember. And I really love the fact that she lives not very far from the place where I grew up, and it seems for me like a place like nowhere. And there are people doing genuine contact. That's so lovely to hear. Yes. Or connected with genuine contact. And now I'm passing to Anna Carolina.
Thank you so much. I would like to introduce Rachel, and she picked the card heart. And she said that in this process, she hopes that we will be able to really show and share the heart of genuine contact and reveal its heart. And when Nancy will show you the card, it reminded Rachel of the dandelions, the little seeds of the dandelions. And when you do like this, they go out in the fields and you don't really know where they land. So you just do it out of love, and it has this moment of wonder, and you can make a wish, and there's this magic included. And that's some parts of what Rachel has shared. Thank you, everybody. And in a little while, we will discuss also our hopes and fears for the strategic planning process. And I feel as if much has been said in this transfer in with regards to our hopes and fears already. And if you have any reflections, so just keep them in mind and also mention them again in our hopes and fears. Today, before we move from this rich circle and those rich sharings to the hopes and fears, Rachel will give a little input on what the strategic planning refresh looks like, and so that you feel more oriented before we go into hopes and fears.
Thank you, Anna Carolina. Thank you all for your rich sharings and the transfer in. I always find listening to that so inspiring. We are, before we ask you what your hopes and fears are for this coming strategic plan refresh process, going to share a little bit about it with you so that you know a little bit at least about what it is that you might have and be experiencing hopes and fears about. So in the invitation to today, we did share some documents with you. We shared a little bit of a, like, what is a strategic plan refresh, why we're developing this operating matrix. We shared with you the old strategic plan so you could take a look at it. And we also shared with you an overview of this organizational process that we're going through. So this, if you are the kind of person who likes to read all those things ahead of time, you may be a little bit familiar with what we're doing. And if you're not, and I confess, I'm often the person who's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to read that. Then we're going to share a little bit with you today. So I'm going to invite you in Kiko Chat to come on to slide number 4 with me. This is a Google Slides document, so if you haven't figured out yet how to move around those slides, there are these little thumbnail pictures to the left of the big slide area. So just click on the one for slide number 4. It should say overview of process at the top, and there's, as you can see here, 6 different phases of this. And we're going to walk through over the next few minutes each of these phases and what it is that you can expect in them from a very high level point of view. So on slide number 5, we start with part 1, which is the orientation to the strategic plan refresh. Congratulations, you found it. We're here. We are in part 1. Today is about opening a whole person process facilitation container for the entire process. So we are opening this whole person process facilitated meeting that is many parts long. It will take us through to the close to the end of November. So we've got all of this time, about 2 months worth of time where we're inviting you to the process. Then our team will do some more work after that. And all of that will sit within today's container. We're giving you an orientation to what's happening, a little bit of a sneak peek of what doing the strategic planning the genuine contact way looks like. And we hope that by the end of today also you will have a good understanding of how your participation will help that process and why it really matters that you're here and that you come to whatever sessions you're able to come to over that time. Slide number 6, the next thing we'll be doing, and there's a couple of options, October 12th and 19th for this part, is an organizational health and balance assessment. This part is all about looking at the current state of our organization and the way that we work together. We did an initial assessment way back in 2017, so we're looking forward to seeing what changes our organization has experienced from then until now. And it's going to help us to have a really good collective experience of looking at our organizational health and balance. This comes from module 2 of the Genuine Contact program. And so if you have not experienced that before, if you come and participate with us, you also now have the opportunity to experience that as a lived experience, not just taking the workshop and then going out and facilitating it without having that first. So it's a great opportunity. Part number 3 on slide 7 is an opportunity for some storytelling. We're going to be inviting you to come and share your stories up until now about Genuine Contact, your work with Genuine Contact, your experience of being in our Genuine Contact organization. We are so looking forward to telling that story together, to capturing that story. The story up till now is really the fabric of our organization, and continuing to weave it together in a good way is an important part of this process. It reminds us too of all that we have accomplished together. On slide number 8, part number 4, which is the last of the opportunities for input as our whole system of people coming together, will be a half-day open space technology meeting. There are 2 options for that. You might choose to come to one, you might choose to come to both if you love participating in open space technology meetings and all of that rich conversation. This will be an opportunity for each of us to share anything that's coming up, issues and opportunities for the Genuine Contact organization into the future. We're still refining the theme, so we'll be sharing that in an invitation with you soon, but know that it will be an opportunity to post topics that you're passionate about, to participate in conversations about what the future for Genuine Contact looks like. After all of these opportunities for your participation, on slide number 5, we're going to take all of the data that we have collected over those all of that time, and we're going to use it to refresh our strategic plan. the strategic plan refresh team will be doing that work. You're of course welcome to join us in that process if you would like, as people who have participated, but it will be our team taking all that we've heard, all that's captured in the reports, and updating that plan in the best ways that we know how. And then perhaps the most important part of all of this process on slide number 6 is the implementation of that plan. Once the plan is refreshed, of course, that's wonderful. We'll be sharing a draft of the plan. Our tentative hoped for dates is that in the December Genuine Contact Organization monthly meeting on December 8th, that we'll be sharing the draft of that plan with you. And then in our meeting in January, we will be inviting decision making on that plan, which everyone can participate in, and which the co-owners make the final vote to approve that plan, hopefully. Once it's approved, that invites us all to get to work in whatever places we care to fulfill that strategic plan, to do the things we're agreeing to do together. And we're very much looking forward to seeing what comes in the coming months so that we can develop this plan and embark on a new adventure together. So that is an overview of what we're stepping into. If you have any really like clarifying questions about what you just heard, this isn't a time for discussing it because we're about to invite you into your hopes and fears. But if you have any really clarifying questions, please ask. Otherwise, I'll turn it back over to Anna Carolina to lead us into our hopes and fears for today.
Are you really doing each session twice?
Yes. So each one is being offered 2 times. It will be the same facilitation, but different. We made them at very different times of the day, mostly to allow people to come in whatever time best suits them for your calendar and also the place in the world where you live.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And for the next 22 minutes, you have time to look at this entire process and discuss your hopes and fears in 2 groups, in space 1 and space 2. If you also need to shake your body or take a 1-purpose break, please do that. And then at 20 past the hour, in most of the places where we are, or 10 to the hour in another place where we are, we come back here to our main circle and look at the hopes and fears you have identified for the whole process. So please head out to the groups, space 1 and 2, and the people listening to the recording, you can note down your own hopes and fears for the entire process. Thank you. Thank you for working in the small groups and speaking about your hopes and fears for the entire process. And I'm inviting all of us to, yes, slide number 11 and look at hopes, and then 12, slide 12, the fears, and then slide 13, the second group. So please just present to us. And we have 10 minutes for presenting the hopes and fears all together. That was our plan.
Should I just talk?
You can just read it out, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just read it out, and then if you all want to join or change what I say, please do. So we first started with our hopes, and there's a hope that there's an energy boost and that it leads us to finding a good form or structures that are just right for where we need to move now, and that we use our resources. That there's an energy boost for all of us and also the organization, so all of us who participate, that the process to create more, that this is a process to create more awareness. And the hope is that that's in terms of also like after the plan, what's gonna happen with Genuine Contact, but also during the plan, that it will encourage awareness in our larger community and people may join the process. So the process provides us with ways to move forward, that people feel motivated to take leadership and action and implementation of the plan after it's been developed, there's a hope that we should be finished in 90 days and the fear that it will stretch out. A hope to keep it simple and easy to communicate. A hope that people will learn how to use these tools in practice by following the process, that it will be a really good, great experience of how to use them. Hope that the time limit becomes creativity and an energy boost and helps us in making decisions. And that there's a lot of learning involved for everyone, and that the benefits will grow from us learning deeper. So individual benefits and organizational benefits. And there's a hope that we walk our talk during this process and have a life nurturing process without avoiding difficult themes. And our fears were that we might run out of energy because of the speed of the process, not having the courage to speak about the elephants in the room, meaning those things that might be there making all sorts of noise, but everyone ignores them, that we feel we don't keep engagement and inspiration from many throughout the process, including during the implementation, that we forget to pace ourselves in the implementation and forget to respect our learning process as we move forward. And the hope is that we remember that a different pace may be needed for implementation than for creation, and fear of going fast and not noticing enough. Those were the ones that we wrote down. I don't know if anybody wants to add anything from our group. And we were with Ursula, Thomas, Birgit, me, and Anheidi.
Thank you very much. Let's hear from the second group. And let's move over to slide 13.
Vibha, will you present us?
Okay. So in the second group, there was Nancy, Eric, Martina, and myself. So in our group, the hopes were bringing in new members and moving forward. How we keep bringing in more people and newer members and keep moving forward as part of the process. The second hope was experience DC strategic planning in an online environment, which Eric also had and I also had this, that have a lived experience of doing DC strategic planning as part of an online process. There was a hope to know what went well in the previous plan and what did not. So since this is a refresh strategic plan, so did we make any mid-course corrections or changes while implementing the previous plan, or everything was achieved the way it was planned to be done? Then the fourth hope was to learn by doing and to create a GC strategic plan. And the most important hope was to have fun together. It should not be dragging and boring. We should all have fun together. So these were our hopes. In terms of fears, not many, as you can see. The first fear was it will be overwhelming for those who are not familiar with the existing plan. So those of us who have not been seen or been part of the previous plan, it could be overwhelming. The second fear is to take part in all the parts because of different time zones and traveling schedules. The third fear is taking sessions one at a time, depending upon my sleep patterns. So is there anything else my group colleagues and other group members would like to add?
Great. Thank you very much for presenting. And you said there is not many fears, and yet we share our hopes and fears with each other because they're all important and we are powerful manifestors. And so we can celebrate when our hopes come true, and we can also remind each other when our fears manifest, that those are our fears manifesting. And so I'm really grateful for you to share your hopes and fears here. And I feel it is a wonderful bridge already, and I can hand over to you, Rachel. And I feel also it gives a little bit of information also to our strategic planning refresh team if we want to address something. So thank you very much for giving us this information.
Thank you all for your hopes and fears. It's wonderful to hear them. I have to confess, breathe a little sigh of relief when I listen to them. I'm like, yeah, it's good. We are accounting for these things. We shared our own hopes and fears in the strategic plan refresh team, and there are lots of similarities. So I'm happy for all that you have shared. Considering everything you have participated in up until now, I want to invite you over to slide number 14, because we want to ask you, when you consider yourself as you are showing up in this process, when you consider what you've heard so far in the transfer in, what you have shared and heard in the hopes and fears, what you know so far about the process that we are anticipating taking you through over the next couple of months, what do you need for this process to be successful? We want to invite you into three groups. If my math is right, that makes approximately three groups of three, though we trust you to make up those groups however is best for you, to spend some time in breakout rooms. Breakout rooms 1 through 3, you will find as the first slide, one that looks just like this. Spend some time, the next 10 minutes, in some conversation with each other, in some reflection on what it is that you need for this process to be successful. Make some notes on that whiteboard, and we will bring those notes back in about 10 minutes and ask each group to share your presentations of what you need for this process to be successful with the rest of us. So we'll see you back here in about 10 minutes.
Rachel, is it possible to make it 15 and like take a one purpose break?
Yes, we invited you to take a break in the hopes and fears.
I did that. But I did
okay,
that
yep. Yes, we can absolutely make it 15 minutes with another break. Yes.
Yeah, I just need to go and attend to some things and do stuff that I couldn't do in the other break.
Yep. So we'll see you back here in 15. Yeah. So welcome back from your time, your small group conversations about what it is that you need for this process to be successful. We're all together on slide 14, and I would invite someone from this group to present your needs, and when that is finished, we'll just move on through the other two groups as well to hear what it is that you have to offer. So could someone from group that is on slide 14 please present?
Thomas here. I can share from our group. The first one is that we need a clear, or one of us at least needs clear steps, taking us from where we are now to understanding where we are going, what needs to be done next. And then paying attention to language differences and also acoustics, so we can stay present and energized in the meetings. And then to find a balance between my own work, my life, and my engagement in this process. Another need was high energy in the meetings and engaged participants. And then that it will have a concrete and powerful outcome. So those, and we also changed the heading because we read the question first about what is your needs. So we made a little change there. We had a very engaged language person as well in the group. No one mentioned. So it was me, Nancy, and Martina in this group. Mike Beck, thanks.
Thank you. We can move to slide 15, and I'll ask someone from this group to present, please.
Eric, if you are speaking, you are on mute.
I wasn't, but I can unmute and start speaking because it does look like our slide. It would feel, and we did make note that it says feel. How would it feel successful? So a sense of transparency would make it feel successful. sticking to the schedule that's laid out for all the different parts. One or all of these three. New learning, contribution or idea that has been included in the plan, and some action point to be acted upon when the plan is to be implemented. So one, two, and three. Why now, with the start of the process, why not in 2 years? Background, information needed for me as a newcomer. Next, if I see application of the GC and whole person process facilitation tools and processes for a strategic plan, the I is me in that sense. And then lastly, enough reflection time to stay in the process. A lot to absorb, so enough time to reflect. And that was me, Vibda, and Ursula.
Thank you to the three of you for that. I will invite you all now to slide 16 for the last group to present.
And I'll present on behalf of me and Doris. We talked a lot and we wrote a bit. We said it's important that we continue to walk our talk even when it becomes difficult. That we stay aware of GC with myself and with the organization, have ways to express if I am feeling out of alignment. Not that it has to change, but there is space for expression. But we have a clear, simple plan that we can implement at the end, and good communication in between the steps that helps me stay connected. In the past, I noticed I may have said that I need to have trust in the process, but right now I feel that I have that, and that being GC with myself will help me stay in trust, and that is enough. So that was all from us.
Thank you also to this group. Thank you all for sharing your different needs. I love that there are some similarities, but also that we've covered off lots of different things in these conversations and lots of different ways of looking at what the needs for this process are that will help it to feel successful for everyone. Going to invite you all now for a moment to come onto slide number 17. We have been really moving forward in big steps in our orientation today up until now. And we want to invite you at this moment to slow down, to take a breath. Maybe we can take a breath together and to consider some reflections of what we have just heard. So I will invite you to, I love Anna Carolina when you say wiggle your toes, because every time I sit and I'm about to say, let's take a breath, I feel like, oh, I need to wiggle my toes first, get some energy moving back into my body, put those feet firmly on the floor, and just to first exhale so that your lungs are nice and empty, and all to take a big in breath together. And exhale. You can just stay there and keep breathing. When you are feeling ready, please open your eyes, come back to us, and consider any reflections that you may have from your own conversation about what needs to feel successful, as well as what you've heard from the other groups. What insights, ahas, or oh no's might you be experiencing at this moment that feel important to share within our process? What are those reflections? You may want to make a note of them on the whiteboard first. You may want to share them out loud first. But either way, I would ask you to please do both, to share any reflections you have out loud and also to make sure that they get written on the whiteboard. For some of you, and I'm totally this kind of learner, which is why I'm about to offer it, if you are the kind of person who wants to talk and have someone else write a little note for you as you're talking, please just say so, and I will take on the responsibility of making those notes for you.
I will talk. And Rachel knows.
Got you, Nancy.
And Rachel knows that I will talk and she will note take. I don't talk and take notes. I think my biggest observation is how much care and consideration this community has for everyone and following the process. I think I am going to only speak about my own awareness for myself. I am very excited and yet calm at the same time. So I am feeling very confident in where we are right now. So that's all I'm going to say about where I am in this.
I'm noticing from reading all these hopes and so few I don't know if I'm noticing the correct thing, but my assumption is that there's so much trust here to the community and the process, and so I really hope that it's not just my assumptions, but that's really the thing going on. But I myself feel a big trust to the process and to the ones handling the process. So what can go wrong in a community with only facilitators of process? I think it will be turn out okay.
So for me, it is about trust in the process, trust in the team who is leading this entire process, trust in the community, and also trust in the potential that GC has to offer through this strategic plan to the larger world in future. So it is four levels of trust.
I definitely need someone to help me write because I can't remember what I say after I say it. I feel like one of the things that I'm noticing is something about, I've been very aware of like the echoes of the past. And what I mean by that is I've become real aware that I've been part of this process in the past, that there's been great learning in that, and that it's also important to remember that that's not what we're doing now, and that this is totally new. And I was very like moved in a way when Eric said that like one of the questions in their group was, why are we doing it now and not in 2 years, or what is that? And how important that is to make sure that that not only that there's information, but that I remember for myself that it's also totally new, and that this is something. I don't know exactly if I'm making myself clear, but I'm struck by the diversity of our experience and how important it is to stay clear to that, and how much we can learn from one another through that. So that was what came to my mind as I listened. And it's been throughout the whole process, but just at that moment, I went like, ding.
What I really like is that this process is open also for newcomers like I am. And I think it's also very important, because when you come from the outside, although I don't have a lot of background information so far, but you can give your perspective from the outside. And this is very valuable, and I feel myself welcome today. And I think this is important that the process is successful at the end, that you have a lot of input from different angles and different perspectives. And so I think you're on a good way, or we are on a good way. Let's put it like this. So yeah, be open to new people and have a view from the outside, I put it.
So I'm going to put in something. Being the practical person that I am, I would say accountability, task assignments and periodic reviews, task assignments. And periodic reviews on progress and modifications. That is not all for naught.
I have one more idea. For me, it's very important that the strategic plan refresh team is on board also in these sessions. Otherwise, I have no idea what they, or there could be a lot of misunderstandings at the end when they are not involved in this. But Doris told me already that they are involved. Yeah, okay, perfect. But this is important. Otherwise, we have the not invented here syndrome.
What was the syndrome you said?
Not invented here.
Not invented here.
I work in corporate, and when you propose something to other people who are not involved, and then they said not invented here, so I don't like it, I'm against it, and I don't go forward with this idea.
Okay.
Not invented here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially annoying when those people have authority.
Yes.
What sector do you work in, Birgit?
Pardon?
What sector do you work in?
I worked at Henkel, which is in cosmetic and also in laundry and home care. And I worked there as a marketing manager for nearly 20 years. And I'm now self-employed for 5 years, so just, yeah.
Okay.
And there I know very often there's not invented here. It was not my idea, and I don't follow your idea. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
One thing that stuck with me a little bit was what came up in one of the groups that we have to be have our awareness about that not everyone is native English speaker in this group. Almost like everybody speaks almost fluent English, but sometimes, and I know there's some resistance in parts of our community because English is a struggle for some people, so we really do our best to include everyone. Just as Birgit expressed, she feels very included, so we're doing a good job so far, but even more when people have language struggle, and that's a bit of a challenge, because I was also thinking about if we could do something in Scandinavia here in our own language, but we don't have the time and energy to do in all different languages. But so we just again remind ourselves about doing our best to include people. Mike back.
So I think that the things that are on the board have been spoken, and I'm going to dive in. I will give one more opportunity just in case after I speak. One of the things I realize we haven't talked about clearly in the orientation as I'm listening to these reflections is the strategic plan refresh team. Most of us are here. It's Anna Carolina, Thomas, Anne Heidi, Mariella, who will be joining on Wednesday for the orientation. And I wear this hat of being partly on the team, but partly also as the director of the organization, having a slightly different role. We also have the leadership management team as the sponsors. All of us are all together in all of our communications. We've been meeting together for 5 weeks now, developing this process, making sure that we all are feeling comfortable with what is in the facilitation plans for all of the different meetings that we're proposing with you all. We are working together, I think, in really beautiful ways that won't surprise you if you work in genuine contact, because we've been using all of our own tools and methods to create good cohesion and to make sure that we're all really connected. And also to make sure not just that our team is really together in putting this together, but really considering how do we best communicate, how do we best invite, so that all of the members of our organization also can feel like they're connected, like they know what's going on. Because it's not just us that might have that not invented here syndrome, but our organization as a whole, if we don't take good care in that. So we all intend to be in at least one of each of the offerings of these sessions so that we're really fully connected, and it also get the opportunity to enjoy just being here as part of the organization and contributing our own wisdom as well. So that's our little team and a little bit about how we have been working together up until now. Just going to pause for a few more seconds before I hand it back to Anna Carolina for the last of our activities for today to see if there's any final reflections. Okay, thank you all. Anna Carolina, over to you.
When we prepared this meeting, we wanted to make sure that we all together get a chance to land why we're doing this. And you have been really contributing to having a conversation of what makes this process successful and what we should keep in mind. And in a way, there is even a question before maybe that we want to bring to our awareness. And that is that we're intending and have been working as a strategy-focused organization. And so we want to create more consciousness and awareness inside all of us why this is a beneficial thing to be. And on page 18, you find questions that I'm inviting you to reflect individually and then as a next step with other people. Oh, and my slides are jumping. I hope the same is not happening for you. Do you still have energy? Yeah, can I read the questions to you? So the first question is, what is a strategy-focused organization? And then the next question is, what are behaviors of individuals within a strategy-focused organization? And what are the benefits of the organization in investing in being a strategy-focused organization, if there are any? And would you like to work in an organization that you have described achieving the benefits you have come up with? And do you experience such an organization in our International Genuine Contact organization? Do you experience us as a strategy-focused organization? So you have had so much input. Why don't you, turn off your camera, take 7 minutes, just read the questions. Maybe you take some notes. Maybe you like to move and open the windows. And after 7 minutes, we'll invite you to meet together with others and take some notes. But that will be explained in 7 minutes. Enjoy this contemplation. And we can turn off the recording. Person with you, and you just go through the question and the person types. It would, of course, be wonderful if you can type your replies and your thoughts into the questions. And if you feel too tired to do that, then you just put a short answer, whatever is you feel capable of right now. We are, we have 38 more minutes within our meeting. So you're invited to meet in groups of three. In the breakout rooms, you find the questions again, and we invite you to discuss for 15 minutes. And if you can, we would really appreciate to write, if you write down your replies, your answers on the slides. See you here in 15 minutes. Thank you.
In those breakout rooms, you'll find two slides that have the questions on them, so you don't need to remember what those questions are or make note of them in that way. Feel free to make more slides if you need to, because they are a little bit compact already as you're taking your notes. You can just choose to make a new slide, and we'll bring all of the slides in at that time. Slide 19, welcome back. Yes, and I've brought the groups in, not in the order of the breakout rooms. So group two, you thought you were gonna be, but you're really group one.
So who can present from that group?
Whose group was that? Was that us?
No. I think it's us. It's me, Martina, and Viva.
Yeah. Yes, that's our
and
group.
Ursula.
Yeah.
I can just read the whole potential of the individual is welcome. It takes the whole organization together, don't work in silos. The strategy follows the beliefs of the GCO, everything is involved. Close relationship to the goals and resources, having clear and embodied leadership values, clear vision of how success will look like, consciousness about the right methods, everybody feels sense of alignment or belonging, sense of ownership. Should we continue? No, we take one and one question. Yeah, I end there.
Those were your replies to what is a strategy-focused organization?
Yeah, and we have more to the second question. I can proceed. Mm-hmm. What are the behaviors of individuals? People feel very secure. People know what the agreed actions are and are motivated to do them. People feel free to speak up, comfortable speaking their views without being judged or without any bias from leadership. People are more loyal and take leadership for the organization and themselves. And the next question, what are the benefits of such an organization? Plans and actions are implemented as they are agreed on. We have a more resilient organization, and people are much more confident taking actions. And for the last two questions, we just put in yes.
So you would like to work in such an organization, and you experienced a GCO to be such an organization, just for the recording that people know.
Yes.
Thank you. So what did the other group on slide 22 reply to those questions? And for the recording, it would be nice if you read out the questions again.
I think this was Doris and I, and I can read it out. So the first question, what is a strategy-focused organization? We wrote a few bullets here. All activities and actions are aligned to the direction we are heading. Everybody knows that there is a strategy and it is referred to and invites participation. The strategy is alive and there's ownership throughout the organization. And the second question, what are behaviors of individuals within a strategy-focused organization? Energized individuals. Individuals use the strategy when making decisions and actions. People talk about the strategy, are aware of it in daily life. And people are empowered to take initiatives because they know both the limits and the goals. Should be trust within the organization, within the organization between individuals, because if something is done, we can see where it fits in the strategy. And then, do you want to continue, Doris?
I can if you'd like.
Thank you. Yeah.
So the next question is, what are the benefits of the organization in investing in being a strategy focused organization, if any? And we responded, it creates relaxation and resting on the decisions made. You can track back to the strategy, so you can relax into the action. People feel empowered and can contribute and take leadership. It has a potential for really high impact and extreme sustainable prosperity because there's a common focus. It's easier to reach your goals. And would you like to work in an organization that you've described achieving the benefits that you listed? Yes, both of us felt that we would like to. Do you experience such an organization in our International Genuine Contact organization? And what we spoke about is we feel we're really on our way. Then lots can still be improved, even though we're on our way. Like more people can know about it. We can improve how we individually keep it alive and keep it close inside of ourselves. We have a commitment to do it, and it's a learning curve, and we're committed to still building the capacity to be even more strategy focused. And the last thing we said is we realized we were having like an aha that we have this wonderful strategy map. We can even use it more consciously to continue to learn together about how to be strategy focused. So I guess the answer is we're on our way to being fully strategy focused. And yeah, I think that's what we said. Yes, Thomas?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And on slide 24, we see the third group. Please present.
Okay, I'll jump in to start. So I was with two people who were kind of newbies in somewhat. So there was a question about, what is this? I'm not unclear about really what is. And then I asked if there was an understanding, and basically the understanding was similar. And I then sort of took upon myself to give a little bit of background, not a huge background. And then we went through this. So what are the benefits? Wait a minute now. Strategy focused organization, if any. It was kind of interesting. I was with Eric and Birgit, and Eric used like a sailing destination. Sorry, I'm going back. Sorry, what is a strategy focused organization? Know where we've been, where we are, and where we want to go generally. Which I said put generally because then Eric clarified in his mind, it's like sailing. You have a destination in mind, and then you have to, figure out how to navigate. And Eric said it reminded him of the questions in organizational health and balance. And then I didn't finish the sentence about navigation in a general direction, destination. And then there was a lot of discussion around, the whole point of you're heading in a direction and you know where you're going. And then there's always these moments of, are we still on track? And, are we getting where we want to go and checking in? And so it's still about aliveness there. What are the behaviors of individuals within a strategy-focused organization? How do we choose to work together, come back when we get off course, life enhancing, recognizing value of diversity and diverse perspectives, understanding holistic approach to working with genuine contact, and resilience and trust. And I'm going to stop talking and let Eric, who took over note-taking on the next page, and Eric, you can speak to what you wrote down.
We were pressed for time at the end, so I just was filling in the gaps. So what are the benefits of the organization in investing, being a strategy-focused organization, if any? You reach your destination or your vision without anyone falling overboard or the ship sinking. Would you like to work in the organization that you have described, achieving the benefits you listed? Sure, if I like the destination and the crew on board. Do you experience such an organization in our intentional GC organization? So far, so good.
Thank you very much, all three groups, for your contributions and giving us our desired replies to these questions. And we really appreciate that you shared them with us. So right now we are already at the end of our meeting, and Rachel will facilitate this part. So I'm just here to say thank you that to this part, and there will be time to reflect, of course, also the last step in the next step.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing your presentations. I loved hearing some things that were different, but also lots of commonalities amongst the different presentations. I especially, I'm not going to lie, inside of myself was like, yes, they want to do this. And yes, they mostly experience it. We're doing it. Like, it means we're on the right track in our organization. So I know you all have been through lots of rich experience today. For me, those last two questions felt like very important ones to be answering. And y'all got the answers right. So thank you also for that. I am inviting us now into our closing circle. If we really do our best to keep to the time, we will be done in 8 minutes. If you need to dash off to something else, please do feel like you can go ahead and do so. Depending on how long we all care to share in our closing circle, we may run a few minutes extra. I will be in a moment passing the bells around to my left, clockwise around the circle, so that will be over to Nancy first for anything that you might care to share as a way of closing out for today. And that might include, we are inviting you, if you care to share any reflections that you might have about that last activity and the things that you heard from all of the groups about what it means to be a strategy-focused organization. We started today orienting you to this strategic plan refresh process. Hopefully you feel a little bit better connected to it and have a sense of what's coming, at least in a high level. And in that ultimately our goal is to continue to work as a strategy-focused organization collectively together moving forward. That creating a strategic plan is not just an exercise in creating a plan. It's about really developing the foundation for us all to work together in as a strategy-focused organization in moving genuine contact forward in the world. So please share any reflections from that last exercise as we do our closing circle as well, if you care to. Over to you, Nancy.
Oh. Yes. So yes, that was actually the last thing I didn't get to write on this slide was, you know, about experience of genuine contact and do I want to continue? And it was a big yes in all caps. And so, again, always yes. Yes. And thank you, everyone. The 3 hours seemed to fly by. It was a great 3 hours. Thank you.
I found it was a really good start. And I'm really glad that Doris reminded me to come here. I feel light and energized after this 3 hours, so this is also a really good result.
during the process. And I really like to try to come back to other steps. I don't know whether I can come to all of them, but I try. Yeah, and I thank you, Rachel and Anna Caroline, for the facilitation, and yeah, and all the others for being there. Thank you. I give to Ursula the bells.
Yes, I'm very grateful that I could participate. Normally I would not have been able to, but I am a little bit sick, and this meeting gave me a good reason to recover faster. So I feel really good now. A little bit tired. I had a really bad migraine yesterday, and so I decided not to go to school today. And this was like the perfect thing to do, to come to this meeting. And yes, it was really good to step into this process. I realized it during the meeting, and I signed also up in all the other meetings that I can make in my schedule. And I'm really grateful for all this work and all this great learning together. Thank you. I'm passing to Anna Carolina.
Yeah, thank you everybody for showing up here today. This feels wonderful to be in the circle together with you and to begin this orientation and this process. And I feel that I just want to let you know that the step five, where we take all the data and refresh the plan, you can help us, but we also take care of it. We take all the data, and you don't have to go through the whole plan and see which is shifting, because we do that with your data. So somehow you can just lean back and contribute your contributions, and we make sure that nothing gets lost. I feel that's important to say. And then also in the preparation, we discussed, you know, what have been all the things that have been achieved. And it's a list of, I think, more than 500 things that Rachel has on her list. So that's why we haven't given you the document where we set all the strategic things or all the steps we have achieved. And it was a very meta level list of fulfillment of the strategic plan that Doris gave in the beginning. So we will find out if there's more desire for having more clarity on all the things that have been achieved, or if it's enough like this. And just come back when you can to this process and give your contributions. And also, don't worry, we will make it all into the next plan and not leave anything out that you're mentioning. So I'm just handing over to you, Doris. Thank you for today.
Thanks. Thank you, Anna Carolina. And I just want to say thank you, everyone. As I'm sitting here, I just felt like so proud. What a great organization to be associated with. What a great organization. What great people show up. And I really, like, I had that visceral experience, even though I've been very much part of starting this process and being, you know, here also in my role as the leadership management team, I was just like, I'm so proud and I'm really grateful and I'm so excited for what we're going to be doing. I also had a couple of big insights that I wanted to share. And one came in our last discussion when all of a sudden I realized, oh, if you're being strategy focused, all of the things that we said means that because you can relax, and it had to do with what you said, Eric, if you're navigating and you know your general direction, you can also start knowing when you're going off the direction. And otherwise, you can relax and keep going in the direction. So I just had this big sigh of, oh, it creates such relaxation to do this, relaxation and focus. And I'd never thought of that before. And I also really felt this wonderful joy in talking with Thomas and acknowledging, oh, we've done a lot, but for me, and we can do more. And it's just like, this is one of the things I love about being part of this organization, is this constant learning journey. So I'm just speaking gratitude also on behalf of the LM team. I'm so happy for all of you who came. I so look forward to seeing you or to hearing you or to knowing that your contributions are here in whatever way they'll be here. But I know that they're going to be here. Even if this is the only meeting you come to, I'm sure it will have a valuable contribution. And I hope to see you at many more. And I pass on to Eric.
Doris, the way the bells were on your picture, you're looking angelic. Halo. Thank you, Rachel and Anna Carolina, for putting this together. It's good to be part of the process. So I'm glad I made the call to be on. So it's great to see familiar faces and to meet new faces. So thanks everybody for that, and have a great day. I'll pass over to An Heidi.
Thank you. It has been a great meeting, and while Doris was talking, I felt my eyes dropped on the link to the cards, and I draw a new card, and I'll place it in the circle, and you could see what it was. Joy. And all the streams going into, and this have been the feeling for me in this meeting. Many of you have also used the word joy, and it's very inspirational to be part of a strategic process that gives joy in as a start. So thank you all. I look forward to the rest of our process. I send the bells to Thomas.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. It was inspiring for me as well. When I and Doris met, we said, oh, we talked about this so many times, but still we felt we were learning so much again. And it's, I mean, never ending learning. And you never reach the end of it, that's for sure. So I've been learning a lot today. And one thing that I was thinking about was I was running a mentoring circle in Sweden here for many years. And every meeting I started with showing the medicine wheel tool that we had used to put the foundations in place. And I was kind of thinking, we had this aha in the group, me and Doris, that this strategy map is a one pager where we kind of see all the connections. It could also be good to just use it in the future when we have a meeting about something important in our organization. We just remind ourselves, put it out and just see where are we? Okay, put it back again. But just keep it alive all the time. That was really a big aha for me. And it was really great to meet so many of you in different groups. And thanks so much for facilitation and preparations, Rachel and Anna Carolina. And I pass the bells on to Viva.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Rachel and Anna, for this lovely 3-hour experience. It was quite enriching for me. Living this experience of strategic planning process in this online platform. Really enjoyed it. The last segment was quite interesting, especially when in our small group, the words like navigation, leadership surfacing, ownership, people's comfort level in speaking up and belonging, these words were resonating. It was so nice to hear these words in the context of strategy focused organization with GCO is. So this was quite lovely. And I really look forward to other steps. And the hopes that I had for this particular session were met. And I really thank other colleagues and a couple of new people I got a chance to meet today. So looking forward to the next steps now. And I pass this to Birgit now.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you very much for your open and warm welcome. So I feel quite warm-hearted now. So I'm happy to stay with you. And I really love to exchange. And for me, it's a great network. And it's interesting. And I would like to be there in the other sessions as well, so that I learn more about genuine contact. And for me, it's I'm in a way grateful to spend the last 3 hours. And also, Nancy, thank you very much for your background information, because in the last exercise, I was a little bit lost. So what does strategy mean? And what is a strategy-focused organization? I can't find a way through this. But now I'm clearer, and it was very interesting and also entertaining. So I'm leaving now the sessions with energy, Doris. Yeah, thanks. I pass on the bell to Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today, for all of your rich contributions and participation. If we can continue in our strategic plan refresh with all the things that we've just talked about, with the joy and with trust and transparency and some fun and some rich discussions, imagine the plan that we're going to have refreshed by the time it's all done. I can't even wait to see what it is that we create together. There is another orientation session on Wednesday. It would be great if you could pop a little note onto the list or out to a colleague who you think, like, yes, you need to be here, you don't want to miss this, just to encourage people to come and join us. We'll see you in the other parts of this process over the next few weeks, and you can watch for lots of communication from us via email, in the Facebook group, on the Genuine Contact list, in all the places, so that hopefully you don't miss a step. Thank you all. And Anna Carolina is just sending a little note to say, should we take a little team picture? So if you would like to participate in that, take a moment, make yourself feel like you look good. And Anna Carolina, can you look after that, or do you want me to? You got it? Good.
I have to open my mic because otherwise it tells me I'm not muted or whatever. And I also want to say thank you. So thank you for a great meeting. And at three, I take a picture. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.